How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned to the broadcast again this week, and we'll pick up our study here in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verse number 32. The Lord Jesus has gone to Capernaum. He's been to the synagogue. He's gone to the house of Simon and Andrew. He's healed Simon's mother-in-law. And word is getting around. The unclean spirit was cast out of the man there at the synagogue. And in that day there, they begin to tell about it, that Sabbath, that Saturday. And then the Lord Jesus goes home with Peter and Simon and Andrew and heals Simon's mother-in-law. And then here at the end of the day, the scripture says this, verse 32 of Mark 1, and at even, when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils. So the word has gotten around. And understand this, that the Lord's power has been so manifested, there's not a question in these people's minds of whether Jesus can heal or not. But his work is so definitive, it's so impactful, the impact is so great, they know that Jesus can heal. They know that Jesus can heal and help their neighbor or their kin or their friend. They know that Jesus can do this. And they bring to him all that were diseased, and them that were possessed with devils. They brought every case to him. And all the city was gathered together at the door at Simon's and Andrew's house. And he healed many that were sick of divers diseases. It didn't matter what the disease was, he healed them. And cast out many devils. No, there were not one devil that he couldn't cast out, but he cast them out and suffered not the devils to speak, as we saw, as it was in the synagogue. And listen to what it says here, because they knew him. They knew him. They know who he is, but he will not suffer other than their initial mention of him. The Lord will not suffer their witness, their continued witness about who he is, that he is the Son of God, that he is God. He's not going to do it. He says, and to them, hold thy peace. Don't speak anymore. Don't speak. And obey. Get out of that man. Get out of that woman. Get out of that child. Come out of them and hold thy peace. Don't say anymore. And so many were healed. Many were touched by the Lord. Many were changed. Oh, I tell you, and when the Lord heals, he healed perfectly. No doubt it was so that those people that experienced the different maladies and illnesses and sicknesses that they had, no doubt they ever suffered from that again. That's the way the Lord heals. When the Lord Jesus Christ saves, he saves the same way. Saved to the uttermost, the song declares. Jesus saves to the uttermost. When a sinner is saved, they'll not fall. They'll not be condemned again in their sins because Jesus has paid the price for their sins. And so they bring these to the Lord in the evening, and he healed many of them, and he cast out the demons out of many of them. Verse 35. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. So early in the morning, the Lord Jesus goes out to pray. Yeah, even the Lord Jesus, who is God. But as a man, he gave us an example that we do need to pray to our Heavenly Father, to commune with him, a child of God is to always be in communion with the Lord, with the Father, to visit with Him, as we would say, to just visit with Him, to carry our cares unto Him, to carry our trials unto Him, to carry our blessings and our praise unto Him, our thankfulness for the way that He works and what He has done, to bring our petition before God, because it's God. It's only the Lord that can do anything. It's only the Lord that can accomplish anything. And especially those things that trouble us the most, those things that are of the heart. We can't save a sinner, but we know our children are sinners and they need to be saved. We can't save our neighbor, but we know our neighbor is a sinner and he needs to be saved. If you understand the condemnation and judgment of the Lord that's coming for sin, that is what sin and for sinners that are found without Christ, oh, we need to tell. We need to tell of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord rose up early and he prayed. And Simon, verse 36, and they that were with him followed after him. And when they had found him, they said unto him, all men seek for thee. So they get up themselves and they notice that Jesus isn't there in the house. And they go looking for him. The disciples saying to him, everybody's looking for you. Everybody's looking for you. You've done this healing and you've done all these miracles. Everybody's looking for you. And Jesus says unto them in verse 38, and he said unto them, let us go into the next towns that I may preach there also, for therefore came I forth. So there's preaching that needs to be done, fellas. And let's go on from Capernaum, and let's go on over to these other cities, and let's go there so I can preach there too. We need to go and preach this message. The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of heaven of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. That was the message that the Lord Jesus came preaching, the main message. And he preached in their synagogues, verse 39, throughout all Galilee and cast out devils. And so he went about doing just that. Verse 40. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. If you want to, you can make me clean. A leper that was forbidden to have any contact with the public, with the healthy public. A leper that had to cover their mouth and say when anybody would get so close, unclean, unclean. They would have to declare that. It was required of them to declare that to the folks that they would encounter. But this leper comes up to Jesus. This leper knows that Jesus has the power to even heal him, to heal them. And he says, Lord, he says, the only thing that remains here at hand in my case, the only thing that's at hand here in my case is that if you want to, you can heal me. If you want to. You know, that is true repentance and submission to the Lord. You know what? If the Lord Jesus wants to, he can save you. Will you not come to him declaring that? Will you not come to him and call out upon his name in that way? Lord, if you want to, you can save me. If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. If you want to, Lord, I need to be saved. See, therein is repentance. I need to be saved. I'm wicked. I'm a sinner. I'm far from you. And I need you. I need your salvation. I need your help and your touch upon me. I need you. I need you. If you can, if you will, if you want to, you can save me. If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Verse 41, and Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. The faith that this leper had, not himself, not in his own wisdom, not in any way of man, but in Jesus Christ. His faith in Jesus Christ made him whole. And he trusted in the Lord. And you know what? See what how the Lord is here with those that come to him in repentance and faith? Those that come to him just devoid of self and resting on him, resting in him and his ability to do for them. Not in our ability to do for the Lord, but in his ability to do for us. In his ability and ability in this case to heal. In his ability in the case of sinners at hand to save. To come to the Lord, throwing yourself, casting all your care upon him. Jesus was moved with compassion. He is compassionate to the repentant. He is compassionate to the needy. The Lord Jesus Christ says in the scriptures, he says that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not hear. He said to those that were the religious leadership of the day, you say, because you say, I see, you're made blind. But to the one that says, I can't see, their sight is restored. And the Lord's speaking of spiritually. And the thing is that in repentance, we come to the Lord admitting our guilt, admitting our inability, admitting before the Lord that we cannot see. Lord, I can't see. I have no ability to see of my own. I need your touch upon me. If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. I am unclean, but you can make me clean. And Jesus moved with compassion to the repentant. Jesus moved with compassion to the unable. Jesus moved with compassion to the leper and put forth his hand. You know what? It was against the law for the Lord to touch this leper. But the thing is this is God. This is God at work. And touched him and saith unto him, I will. Be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, verse 42, immediately the leprosy departed from him and he was cleansed. Not in a day or a few hours or a day later or a few days later or a few weeks later, but immediately. You know, that's the way the Lord saves. He saves immediately. He was cleansed, and he straightly charged him, and forthwith sent him away, and said unto him, See thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. And he went out and began to publish it much, and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places. And they came to him from every quarter. The Lord Jesus told him, says, don't say a word to anybody. And go do as a Jew what you're supposed to do relative to the priest and for the steps that need to be taken for it to be declared that you are cleansed. He says, go do those things which Moses commanded, and it'll be a testimony against them. It'll be a testimony rather unto them. And the man didn't obey the Lord, could he? Did he? He couldn't. The Lord told him not to say anything. But the thing is, that's the way it is when the Lord touches us and saves us. We've got to tell it. And I don't think that this was a point of disobedience against the Lord, but just that the Lord sought no notoriety toward for himself. And in the declaration of the gospel, the declaration of the word of God, is the design of God that sinners are to hearken unto. Well, see, their time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.